It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive, Brouhaha. It is time for Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by The Beverage People in Santa Rosa on Piner Road, thebeverageppeople.com. Herlinda.
Hello.
I can't wait to see this new series on Netflix, a comedy series called Brews Brothers. They're premiering in a couple weeks here on Netflix, and we're going to be joined by Greg Schaefer, writer and executive producer of that new Netflix comedy series. Have you got to see any of it?
I've gotten to see the trailer.
Okay.
Which is really fun.
It's about time that they did a comedy series about craft brewers, and I love that it's the Brews Brothers. And I'll get Greg to tell us the story, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, and it's good timing when we're all looking for new stuff to binge on Netflix.
No kidding.
So there's a whole season. Yeah, and to laugh. I mean, we could use some comedy. We could use some beer, of course. And they have quite the pedigree, besides that they love beer. And they really are brothers, Greg and Jeff, that created this. Greg actually even did some of his research coming up the West Coast. He went to Lagunitas and Anderson Valley and, you know, a lot of our friends, you know, places. And then his brother Jeff was, you know, he's one of the creators of the show The League. He's been a writer on Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So it's going to be funny.
Wow.
And I think it's going to be very welcome.
Yeah.
I can tell you what they're doing with the breweries and on a couple other things as well, because they're going to be really promoting this with fun ways for everyone that they're still going to be able to do from home.
All right. Greg Schaefer is with us. Greg, thanks for being with us. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. It's our pleasure. I can't wait to see this on Netflix. What's the date? April
8th. April 10th.
April 10th.
April 10th, next Friday. Yes. No, thanks for having me. Like Herlinda said, I have I've been doing research my whole life. It was about time to write about it. I've always been an expert at the consumption side, but taking a couple trips that I kind of lied with, told the family we were just doing a nice little Northern California Oregon Trail trip. They realized by about the seventh brewery that I had other plans. finally that research is paying off.
So tell us about the story. It's Brews Brothers. Two guys who are doing craft beer.
Yeah, two guys that were estranged brothers that opened a brewery, though. Each one's kind of a beer genius, and they kind of get thrown back together after years apart, and they know everything there is about beer making, but absolutely nothing about anything else. So, and then, you know, we just kind of felt like a brewery itself, which has really become bars around the country are really breweries now, and it's just ripe for comedy. I mean, you used to go to a bar and hang out, throw a few back with your friends, and now when you go out, you have to listen to your friend, you know, pontificate about the apricot nuts and the notes and the IPA dessert. And
yeah.
It can be annoying. And I was telling Herlinda that I complain about people like this, and the more research I do, I've sadly become one of them myself.
Well, you guys have a great resume, you and your brother, so this has got to be a great show. I'm amazed somebody hasn't gone here earlier, but I'm glad that you guys have, and like I said, your resume and your experience with so much sitcom.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really kind of shocked, too. I mean, it is one of those things that, Everyone knows, everyone is, you know, probably just a 15, 20-minute drive from a brewery around the country now, and it is just one of those areas that's so, so ripe for comedy, and the brothers, yes, we have them be these kind of like, Will is like an everyman, he loves any type of beer, he's horrible at business, though, and he'll have a beer with a customer and forget to charge him. Or the other one is the beer snob who, as soon as something becomes popular, he hates that beer, like IPAs. He says that, you know, IPAs are what people drink when they've run out of ideas or had none to begin with.
Yeah, right.
So, right. But by the way, I love IPAs, so please.
We all do. And believe me, for all these years we've been doing Brouhaha and Brews News here on this show. Uh-huh. On all the brewers who have come in from all over Northern California, they're funny.
Oh, gosh. There's so many characters. We were able to you know, grab some of that and put it, sprinkle it into the show. I will say Netflix was phenomenal about that, that the brewery itself, of course, is made up, but everything else about it, competitors and stuff, they're all real. And, you know, we'll be at a beer festival, and the tent set up are all actual breweries. A lot of just making anything authentic like that is great. We actually got to shoot at a real brewery too, a brewery called Iron Triangle down in L.A. that unfortunately was closing, but they had just closed, so we were able to shoot there, make beer. So a lot of this transition shots you'll see, we kind of tried to do almost like a chef's table, but for the brewery process. So you'll see real shots of beer being made, and that was a lot of fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very excited about it. April 10th, the premiere of Bruise Brothers, a new comedy series on Netflix, from brothers Greg Schaefer and Jeff Schaefer. Greg, thank you so much for taking the time. We're going to have to talk to you again once this thing premieres.
Up to the studio and take them around some local breweries and maybe have one of our brewers on in the studio with them when this all gets better.
Nobody's coming in the studio until I say so.
Everyone's going to a brewery.
Yeah, that's fine. Greg, honor to talk to you, and I can't wait for the show April 10th on Netflix. Bruise Brothers.
Thanks so much, guys.
We shall talk again, sir. Herlinda, thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
All right.